Los Angeles.
XRB San Antonio de los Buenos en Baja California.
Here, here, the arm goes here. Put the leg in over there. Where does the head go?
Give it here.
No, no, you've got the head in the arm socket again.
Oh, sorry.
Sit him in front of the microphone. Okay, okay, well, everything's together. Why isn't he moving?
You didn't wind him up, stupid.
Wind him up, wind him up.
Turn the key.
Oh. Now what? Flip the lever and stand back.
Oh, no.
I think he's working.
Rock and roll, rock and roll, everybody. Oh, Wolfman Jack, Jack in the Afterglo, bring it on.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your whole everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords, but it's strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. It's then an old guitar is all.
Pain in the Morning, December 3rd, a Thursday, as we're off and running here. Interesting show in store tonight, we'll be breaking some news. Stick with us. It'll be national news. It's no big deal. Not the first time we've broken national news on here. It won't be the last. As we settle in. Tell me now. Tell me what it is now. Why do I have to wait? Hey, we have a process here, folks. We have to warm into it. Ease into things, right? It's just an Amazon Prime shipping. And we have a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Man, we are loaded. Loaded up. We had a big night, big morning yesterday as well. Pain in the Morning. And we had another show last night. Hitchhiker's Guide to Post-Election Debacle. Check that out on favorite podcast platforms. And always, I don't say it enough. Actually, I rarely say it at all. Don't be afraid to share our stuff if you like it and you think some of your friends could benefit from it. Share it. We could use the help. We could use a path to get around these social media overlords. And we definitely need to do that for sure because we keep getting clamped down on every turn. But this has been going on for a long time. It happens to you guys out there too. They don't like what you say, your viewpoints, you don't get to say them unless you pay them. That's the craziest thing, right? If we put credit cards up like all these other right-wing heroes of journalism, bunch of fucking phonies, if we put credit cards and we paid Twitter and Facebook to promote us, well, we'd be all over the place. Million plus followers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're not paying them to kick us in the teeth, and neither should you. We'll get there eventually, or we'll work our way organically. We'll build organically, and that's what we do, and that's been our plan. I'm looking at the news. It's not all good news, but we'll have a little, be able to spike the football a little bit on one story we were fortunate enough to grab. an original. Even though I've been just trying to chill out a little bit with the holidays and everything, and focus on prepping for 2021. But breaking news has a way of finding you, no matter how hard. If you have the good contacts, you'll find the breaking news will find you. The guys will call you up and let you know what's going on. Appreciate the folks on Patreon.com/TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit. That's our subscriber-only areas. And they're the folks that really help us keep the lights on. I have an itch in my face. I don't know what it is. This is crazy beard. It's going to drive me crazy the whole show. It's going to be one of those things, like a mental tough thing. On those platforms, get access to the video podcast. Watch a man come unglued as I'm doing right this moment. And we'll be rolling out some more video tonight. We've been rolling out video on a regular basis. That'll be a staple as we move forward. And it goes a long way, the patronage and the support. So if you're not in already, jump in. It allows us to do things like we're about to do. And also the forums on there and the chatter and the conversations. It's rather epic, by the way. A lot of information being exchanged. I pick up information on that every day, intel, and it's a great forum. I think we're building a great community where you can exchange information and not get try to get, like, you know, run out of town on a rail if someone disagrees with what you're saying. So that's a good thing, right? Yes, I almost forgot again. I also have a note here, libertyoutfitters.co. That's back in play. You can get a copy of my signed copy of my book on there, How We Dismantle the FBI in Our Pajamas, and also pick up some good sweatshirts and hats and shirts. And I have a couple of those my own, including the Truth is a New Hate Speech hoodie that I wear on this show and I get a lot of compliments on. And that seems to be a very good seller right now coming into the Christmas season. So libertyoutfitters.co. And also support us on, if you can, on those platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Get access to the video portions of these podcasts. Also, what else? There's Pain After Dark and other shows we roll out. We'll roll this one out. This show will go out before it goes out to the onto the podcast there by probably a couple hours. More than that, probably you'll get this, since we're breaking news, we like to put that stuff out for the subscribers first, and we'll be concentrating and focusing on that in 2021. And we thank you and we move on. Let's get some music. Let's go. I can't start with that story. I can't start with him. We have to ease into it. I can't start with him. This story is hard to believe. Under the category of scary vaccines, Moderna, their groundbreaking coronavirus vaccine was developed in just 2 days. I think Molly Hatchet said it. Flirting with disaster. 2 days these hobos slapped this together. You thought you were worried about it happening in a couple of weeks? I mean, in 2 days, I put together a mean term paper pulling an all-nighter on a combination of coffee, no-dos, and other things we can't talk about on here. This is a family show, for fuck's sake, but 2 days? You're going to put this in you? And your loved ones? You guys go first. Let us know how it goes. Moderna's coronavirus vaccine candidate was found to be 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 in clinical trials, the company announced. The vaccine's development process was unprecedentedly fast. Only the team of Pfizer and BioNTech beat the biotech newcomer in announcing results. Blah, 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 blah. Perhaps more remarkable is that Moderna designed its vaccine in just 2 days. Listen to this, though. They throw this at you, right? You're supposed to just swallow this and brush by it. They love telling you this stuff to your face, making you look like fools if you don't catch it. They designed the vaccine in just 2 days, in January. For folks who may be confused by the lockdown and its chaos, it's December. And and we even heard of coronavirus in the United States in March and April. These guys were, they slapped this together 2 days in January. And it goes on to tell you how they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, blah, 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 blah. Literally flirting with disaster. You guys jump on that. We'll follow up on that story. That just showed up here late. I just wanted to throw that out first because it's not in the general rotation. And we have breaking news in the general rotation, too, that we will get to momentarily. Checking all systems go, and we're moving on to the next story. Can you believe? 2 days they slapped this thing in January. Don't worry about it. They must have known that it was coming. How would they know it was coming? How would a Bill Gates-backed pharmaceutical company know that the coronavirus was going to be sweeping the United States and crippling it, actually, physically and financially and economically and psychologically? How would they know that? Well, with Bill Gates in your corner, you know a lot of things that we don't know. I'm sure they just slapped it together in 2 days, right? Yeah, I believe that too, right? These guys are really, a whole lot of them are very credible. Give me a break. How stupid do you think we are out here? Well, I mean, there are a lot of stupid people out here, but I don't think they're listening to this show, to be honest with you, based on the demographics that we see and the feedback that we get, especially on those platforms, patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. Do you like how I worked in the plugs? I'm getting better at this. All right, we move on. We got to do it. I guess we'll have to. I didn't want to start out with them. It's too much. It's too much to start out. So, like I said, we'll ease into things. And every night. But I don't get sick of it. He's back. Short people, Fauci. We don't want no short people, but guess what? He shoved down our throats every day, courtesy of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Right up there with the Three Stooges. A U.S. return to normalcy could be late summer or early fall of next year, according to our friendly ferret and fraudster, Fauci. Don't say that five times fast. The U.S. could return to normalcy in either summer or early fall of 2021. If the majority of Americans receive the coronavirus vaccination, Dr. Anthony Fauci said in an epic interview, we've got to make sure people get vaccinated. Fauci told NBC New York's David Ushery, so if 75 to 85% of the people in the country get vaccinated as the vaccine becomes available, and the general public, not speaking of the people of the highest priority who have underlying conditions, the young men and women. I thought you just said, Fauci just came out a couple days ago and said young people aren't affected and they don't carry it, but now they have to get vaccinated, right? This fucking guy is unbelievable. And again, I'll say it again, why Trump has this dummy in our living rooms.
Don't
you might have gotten four extra years if you got rid of this dope. Who carries the water for Big Pharma? Fucking Gates Foundation, that criminal operation, right? He just said, this guy just said yesterday and the day before that young people don't carry this. They're not carriers. They're not affected by it. School should be reopened. Again, months after what he had said. The complete opposite, and they used that as information to close the schools down. This is the third day. I'm still pissed off from 2 days ago when I read about this. The toll that he's exacted, and him and his dopes, Redfield and Burks, two fraudsters as well, confirmed fraudsters who fabricated HIV vaccine evidence. It's proven. We broke the story. It was broken years ago, 20 years ago, but we tripped across it again and got documents and stuff. I don't know what podcast it was back, maybe podcast 15 or 16. Way back a year ago, almost a year ago. What are these guys doing? They closed down the schools. They drove the fear bus. They scared the hell out of everybody. Closed the schools. The emotional, the psychological, the physical, the stressful, the anxiety, the depression that they've caused families and children is, it can't even be calculated. And now he comes back after he says they were wrong about that and says 75 to 85% of the country, including young people, have to get vaccinated. Why? 99.9% survival rate. What is wrong with you people? You're going to get the vaccine? You think you're going to get 75% of the country vaccinated? You are smoking banana peels, Fauci. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. You put that battery acid, you put that garbage. 2 days it took Moderna to whip this up. 2 days. Okay, that's what they say. Oh, okay. Vaccines only take years. Clinical trials and things like that take years and years and years. These guys whipped this up in a couple months. Three phases of clinical trials. I don't. You guys go first. You put that antifreeze into your veins and you let us know how it works out for you. It's insane. And this Fauci guy, now he's saying we got to wait a year? If, that's like the big thing now. They're going to say, you can have your lives back, which they're lying, of course, just like they did with 15 days or you're all going to die. We need to close it down. 15 days is what now? 250, 250 days? What makes you think these fucking career liars and these charlatans and these carpetbaggers and these fucking snake oil salesmen in the government, okay? What makes you think that this guy's empty promises time and time again, he's putting a timeline out now. Oh, you can have your life back in 2021 at some point. No, you can't. It doesn't matter if you get the vaccine or not. These guys are career liars. They lie to you for a living. They don't care about you. They see you as cattle. They see you as livestock. They lie to you. You don't even matter to them. It's like a game. How many times has this guy been wrong? Time and time and time and time again. I mean, it's... I'm already fired up. I'm already fired up.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Oh, no, oh.
Undercover cops order food, then arrest the bar owner for defying a New York City indoor dining rule. You went into law enforcement and this is what you're doing? This is what you're doing. You got some problems, man. You hit rock bottom. You hit fucking rock bottom. You can't even... Plain clothes, New York police officers arrested a bar owner for violating coronavirus restrictions after executing a sting in which they ordered a sandwich. They said you couldn't... You could indict a ham sandwich, right? You can indict... Anybody can get indicted. You can indict a ham sandwich. They're actually trying it in New York. They executed a sting in which they ordered some food from a restaurant, then pounced on the bar owner. This is a fucking big, this is a big investigation. This is a career. This is a career case. This is Operation Operation Pastrami Swami. Operation Hide the Salami. New York City, City, New York Shitty. I said it wrong. I said city. I meant shitty. New York Shitty sheriff's deputies entered Mac's public house in Staten Island and ordered $40 worth of food and beverages. According to a sheriff's office press release, they actually put a press release out about this. They're proud of it. I mean, it's the press officer on the bottom of a press release. They usually have the press officer to contact if the media has questions. The press officer was Mr. Cole Cutts. After they ordered, uniformed officers swept into the bar and proceeded to arrest and handcuff the establishment's co-owner, Danny Presti. Let me tell you something about Staten Island. Start fucking with these Italians down here, it's going to be problems. Okay? Potentially. I mean, of course, I'm thinking about the old days, right? With La Cosa Nostra and the Mafia. And if you spend some time in Staten Island, there's a reputation over there for not playing games. But we'll see. Maybe the Mafia's gone soft, too. All these tough guys rolling around in their muscle T-shirts with their Italian horns. You better back it up. You have to take your Italian horns off. You review mirrors, man. It's not working out. You're going to lose your Italian horns unless you stick up for your goombas. These sheriff officers are wannabe cops, Mark Fonte, a lawyer who represents the bar, told the Staten Island Advance. This is what happens when little people get a little power. Each one of them will have to answer to a federal judge. Presti was arrested because he refused to leave the restaurant and was deemed to be trespassing. Lou Jello Romino, not going to find any Irish any Irish lawyers in this, was present when Presti was arrested and was himself given a $5,000 summons after he was determined to be an employee of the restaurant. From what I understand, he's arrested because he didn't want to leave the business. I'd like to know why this attorney got three summonses for just being there and being peaceful and respectful and calm. And every one of those officers can attest to that. Mac's public house is located in an area Governor Andrew, I like to kill old people, Cuomo, designated as an orange zone. Restaurants in orange zones are prohibited from serving patrons indoors, as the bar was doing. Orange zones. You know who came up with orange zones originally? The People's Communist Republic of China. Well, we'll see what happens over there. You know, I checked out right before we went live, so to speak, before I turned the microphones on. And there was a Facebook Live. Looks like a crowd was gathering outside of Mac's Public House in Staten Island. Looks like I said, some of the Goombas are getting a little fired up. Hey, that's good, right? I've said it before. Why are you taking shit from these people? Don't take shit from these people. There's more of us than there are them. I mean, if people would just get the fuck off the couch and try to claim back some of their rights, we'd be in a lot better shape instead of sitting at home and ordering fucking Amazon stuff. I mean, that's great, right? But what about the people that are worried about putting bread on their table, not Amazon Prime fucking knickknacks? I wanted to tackle this story before we go any further. Going up the country, that seems to be the theme of this story. This one's unbelievable. This one's fucking... Going up the country, where do you want to go? Well, let's jump right into it. Pay attention to this one, kids. Professor Mike. on the video, Professor Mike classes in. Let's go right to the videotape, Warner Wolf style. Oh, brother, let's go. I'll shut up during as best as I can, but it really is something else.
Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Biden family. For us, we've had a long, long tradition of traveling to Nantucket with our big family, a large family, every Thanksgiving. But we won't be doing that this year. This year, we're going to be staying in Delaware with just a small group around at our dinner table. I know this isn't the way many of us hoped we'd spend our holiday. We know that a small act of staying home is a gift to our fellow Americans. Yes, it's a personal sacrifice that each of our families can make and should make to save somebody else's life. But it's also a shared sacrifice for the whole country. A statement of common purpose that says we care about one another and we're all in this together.
This has been a year filled with heartache and loss. Yet there's still so much.
It's a shared sacrifice, yeah. Now, the Bidens here, I've got to play this back. The Bidens released this video on Thanksgiving. This is their Thanksgiving message. President-elect and Joe Biden and Dr. Joe Biden share a Thanksgiving message. We all have to stay home, like everybody else is telling us, Fauci and all the criminal overlords in the government, including the Bidens, and telling us to stay home. And they're staying home, which is good. It's a good example to set. I mean, you have to give them credit. You know where this is going, right? Let's play it again.
I know this isn't the way many of us hoped we'd spend our holiday.
Jump back.
With just a small group around our dinner table.
Yeah.
I know this is this year.
You know what they're doing here on the video? This is why the video is so great. In addition to them sitting on a couch in their house, okay, they're melding in and editing in images of people hanging out at their houses. Like, you know, it's stock video footage just out of their family. It's like a commercial. It's like a heartfelt commercial, right? If this was the dog commercial about the ASPCA, this is like, it's a very somber, like people hanging out, you know, being with one another and things in a family setting. They're phasing this in and out while Joe does the voiceover about staying at home. You have to see this.
Big family, a large family, every Thanksgiving. But we won't be doing that this year. This year, we're going to be staying in Delaware with just a small group around at our dinner table. I know this isn't the way many of us hoped we'd spend our holiday. We know that a small act of staying home is a gift to our fellow Americans. Yes, it's a personal sacrifice that each of our families can make and should make to save somebody else's life. But it's also a shared sacrifice for the whole country. A statement of common purpose that says we care about one another and we're all in this together.
Yeah, where do you think this is going? You guys know me, right? If you don't know me by now, you'll never ever know me. Now we're sticking with the video. You know what? I'll play a little canned heat in the background. What the hell? Going up the country? this story just moved Wednesday night, Wednesday evening. And we're going back to the videotape right here. It's in the Hill. Biden warns Americans against traveling for Christmas, just like he did for Thanksgiving. President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday implored Americans not to travel and gather with family during the holiday season as coronavirus cases surge across the country. You cannot be traveling during these holidays as much as you want to. Biden, speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, told a group of workers and small business owners during a virtual briefing. Biden explained that for the first time, he kept his Thanksgiving last week small, spending it with his wife, Jill, and their daughter and son-in-law who live in the areas, he said. He said they were, they saw everyone else on Zoom. Christmas is going to be a lot harder, Biden said. I don't want to scare anybody here, but understand that the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January because people aren't paying attention. They're not staying at home. Is that what's going on, Joe? Well, talk is cheap. We've seen all these people, right? Newsom in California and just one mayor after another and governors that are going out and ignoring their bullshit social fucking distancing crap that they spread around, right? Now you got Biden. He says stay at home for Thanksgiving. Like he's going to stay at home, small gathering and everything else. And stay at home for Christmas, right? You can't even imagine what has come across our desk. It turns out Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden departed with the Secret Service on Thanksgiving. They didn't stay at home. In fact, they didn't even stay in the state of Delaware. They went out to the country. That's why I said going up the country. Pennsylvania. Our sources have the Bidens Thanksgiving evening in Pennsylvania at a party. A little holiday party, as a matter of fact, on a stealth mission. That's so stealth that nobody in the entire media knows about it except you folks now. So, Mr., I'm releasing a video about a heartfelt video with some stock video footage of kids running around and people sitting next to a Yule log. And we're letting people know it's a shared sacrifice. And do your part. And we all are in this together. Well, they weren't in the limos and the Secret Service caravans when they headed over to Pennsylvania and and visited Biden's sister and brother-in-law and other folks who were there. Not only that, did Joe Biden, did he get his COVID test after coming from Pennsylvania, Delaware to Pennsylvania? Did he get his COVID test? Is he requiring quarantine, like the Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania says, if you come from out of state and you're visiting people, you have to either get a test within 72 hours and stay quarantined for 14 days. Has Biden stayed in his house for 14 days? No. Has he gotten a COVID test? No. Again, these laws are for you, not for them. It's the haves versus the have-nots, and you are a have-not, and you just sit down and shut up and stay at home and don't have any relatives come over and visit with you. But this fucking clown, this guy has the gall to sit there on a national, the Biden's Thanksgiving address to the country. This is like, you know, this is their official thing. Stay home, play your part, don't kill people. That was the message, right? He saddled up on a stealth mission with Secret Service. After dark, by the way, it was fucking dark, according to our guys. They rolled over to Pennsylvania, 25-minute drive, okay? They rolled over, closed the streets down in the neighborhood, okay? In Biden's sister's house, okay? This is insane. And here's what happened. They stayed a long time. And people, you won't even believe this. Now, I coached hockey years, and my kids played hockey years in the same town, okay? Where all this went down. We got people all over the place. Phone starts ringing. Says, oh, yeah, Mr. Biden, Mr. Tough Guy, is a stealth mission on Thanksgiving. He was in Pennsylvania. Mr. Stay at Home. Ooh, we have a big family, but we're staying home. Bullshit. Where was the media? Well, they probably left, right? He probably threw out a chicken, a turkey leg out the window in Wilmington. And they all pounced on it like a bunch of rats looking for a piece of cheese. And then he slid out the back door with the Secret Service. A caravan, they shut down streets, okay, in this neighborhood. And guess what happened? This was in Kennett Square. People were out and about, right? If you go out to relatives for Thanksgiving, and then you come back to your, if you leave, you just drive down the street. You come back and your street's closed. Secret Service, like, you got ID? Yeah, here you go. You know, hey, I live in this neighborhood. I'm trying to get to my house. Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah, right. Everybody lives in this neighborhood. You got ID? Yeah, here. Okay, what about the kids in your car, the teenagers? Where's their ID? Oh, they don't have ID. They don't have any ID on them. Well, you can't get to your house. President-elect, quote-unquote, Biden leaves. They lock down the whole neighborhood. Mr. Shared Sacrifice fucking up everybody else's holiday. You go out to your relatives, right? Over the woods to grandmother's house we go. When you come back home, you ain't getting home because of Joe. I thought he was supposed to stay at home. What a bunch of bullshitters, these guys. And guess what else we're told? No masks. Nobody was wearing masks. Secret Service weren't wearing masks. Right? It's not even a big deal anyhow. Biden's tooling around, no masks. You know, the press doesn't even know he's there. What are these people doing? The White House folks. We're White House reporters. We're Washington reporters. We're important. No, you're not. How do we know this and you don't know this? Well, that's a recurring theme for the last 4.5 years, right? Mr. Big Pants, Mr. Shared Sacrifice. You're going to kill somebody if you... What did he say? I got to play it again. Can I play it again? I won't go to the video. I'll just play the audio. It's stunning.
Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Biden family. For us, we've had a long, long tradition of traveling to Nantucket with our big family, a large family, every Thanksgiving. But we won't be doing that this year. This year, we're going to be staying in Delaware with just a small group around at our dinner table. I know this isn't the way many of us hoped we'd spend our holiday. We know that a small act of staying home is a gift to our fellow Americans. Yes, it's a personal sacrifice our families can make and should make
okay.
To save somebody else's life.
To save somebody else's life.
It's also a shared sacrifice for the whole country.
Not for the neighborhood. On purpose. You fucking invaded.
We care about one another. And we're all in this together.
You're all in it together, my ass. Another phony. I mean, we all know the guy's phony, right? But this is fucking preposterous. To put out a Thanksgiving message from the potential president-elect and potential first lady-elect for people in America to come together and stay home and hide while this fucking guy saddles up the Secret Service and spins down the road, blocks off streets and everything else, causes a fucking bad situation for other people, right? What, people aren't supposed to find out about it? Who the fuck does this guy think he is? They don't even care. They're like, whatever. So people find out about it. Big deal. Big whoop. So there you go. Where was everybody else on the story? This guy is dressed, he and his wife are dressed to the nines in this video. It's very professionally done. I mean, you have to see the video. You have to log on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. You can't even imagine. You can't imagine. And then we find out he saddled up, closed the neighborhood down, harassing people trying to get home on Thanksgiving. Listen, if you're anything like my family through the years, right? You know that you come home for Thanksgiving after at somebody's houses, you're like, you're bushed, right? Maybe you had a couple pops, you're in the back seat. You had the turkey, you're feeling sleepy, and then you roll up. There's guys in suits giving you a hard time about getting home. You're like, I don't give a fuck who's there. I want to get to my house. You work for me, pencil dick. Let me. No, you don't. Your kids don't. Your teenagers don't have ID on them. They can't get to your. So what are you going to do on Thanksgiving? Where are you going to go? Nothing's open. You're just going to cruise around like you're circling an airport. So there you have it. Another Thomas Paine podcast exclusive. You know, it's crazy. I know where this is going to go. We've broken a lot of great stories on here that are, I think are very in depth. This one will do better than all of them because the guy is completely insane to do this. Is it a shared sacrifice to mess up other people's holiday? But more importantly, they're so fake and they're so phony about the mask and about staying at home. Proof fucking positive. This guy is nailed. Hey, if anybody in the media has any guts, pick up the story and run. Feel free to call the Secret Service, check it out and everything. It all checks out. Well, we nailed it. And why haven't you guys? Or will you even have the balls to put it out? Oh, these guys, these right wingers, they're on it again. No, I mean, it's fucking nailed. We nailed it, right? He wouldn't say it unless it was true. And he said you're not supposed to be traveling at all. Not only alone Thanksgiving, not at all during the holiday season. How many times is he, is he going to head back over there? Well, we'll know if he does. We got our folks plugged in, man. And it's unbelievable. It really, and people say it's not a really a big story. I think it is, because it's more proof these guys don't believe what they're telling you. They don't, because they don't live it. He literally had the balls. He and his wife had the balls to sit there and say they're not going anywhere and do the. You have to see this video. It's a Hollywood movie, basically, the video. It's a Hollywood movie production. And then hours after they release it, they're in the wind, man. And like I said, Pennsylvania just passed new requirements for visitors to get tested. Did he do that? I'm sure he didn't. But hey, don't worry about it. Has he been in his house for 14 days? Not like during the election. He's out meeting people. He said, guess who's headed over tomorrow? Our folks told us. Or actually, not tomorrow, today. Jake Tapper. He's coming to Wilmington. Okay, we heard that from some law enforcement folks. Said, yeah, Tapper's coming in to interview him at his house. Tapper, you really want to get a test? This guy was floating around on Thanksgiving. God forbid something happens to a national treasure like Jake Tapper. Okay, we're worried about you, Jake. We're worried about you. Wear your mask. What a bunch of fucking phonies. Speaking of that, Austin, Texas mayor flew a private jet to Cabo San Lucas, where he filmed himself telling citizens to stay home. I mean, are we seeing a pattern here? I think Aerosmith might have the idea with the Eat the Rich tune. The mayor of Austin, Texas flew a private jet to Cabo San Lucas, where he filmed himself telling citizens to stay home. You have to see this video. It's like fucking Blair Witch Project. He's like, the video camera's down here at a bad angle. He's like, it's dangerous out here. Stay at home. Stay at home, I'm telling you, it's crazy. There's a virus. The guy is on an airplane. He's on a charter jet on his way to Mexico while he's telling people to stay home. It's a shared sacrifice. If Biden can leave the state when he's supposed to be locked in his house, I can fly. Austin Mayor Steve Adler hosted 20 guests at an outdoor wedding and reception for his daughter at a hotel in downtown Austin. The following day, he boarded a private jet with seven of the wedding guests and flew to Cabo, San Lucas, Mexico, for the vacation at the family's timeshare. Oh, the timeshare. We have to use a timeshare or we'll lose it. COVID or not, I mean, this is a timeshare. We need to stay home if you can, Adler said in a Facebook video message to Austin residents. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely at margaritas and chicks in bikinis. We may have to close things down if we are not careful. Like the mini bar? Adler filmed the Facebook video message from Mexico one night into the trip, the publication reported. Yeah. It took the media a while to pick up on the video. Adler was probably wearing a sombrero, and there was a in the background where he was filming, a couple people were abducted. That's always a giveaway. Eat the rich. Are you seeing a pattern here? Let them eat cake. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to go into our speed round now. We spent a lot of time on the Biden story.
Hey, man, you already played this song, man. You're double dipping, man. I paid my money. This is bullshit.
Give us a break. We just broke some national news, okay? Doing the best we can here. Headline, very heartbreaking. Police block cars from attending a drive-in church service. Again. If this is what you're doing to law enforcement, you fucking bottomed out. You should get a job at a rundown snake oil used car lot. Try that. Or you can become a right wing. If you like even lower, you can become a right wing influencer on social media. That might be the lowest you can get. Just get a tin cup. It helps if you have a long rap sheet. That helps too. Those guys seem to be doing the best. Police block congregants from attending a drive-in church service at a church in rural Manitoba, Canada, Sunday morning. Folks took a Facebook video, shows police block cars from entering the parking lot of the Church of the God Steinbach, forcing them to line up the adjacent street to listen to senior pastor preach over a loudspeaker. God has given us the right to worship him together, and he wants to see his people united, pastor preached. It seems like we're living in a different Canada. It's very heartbreaking to me. The church is about 40 miles southeast of Winnipeg. The pastor of the church was fined $5,000 last week for holding services in defiance of what is described as draconian and unconstitutional orders by the church and its congregants. That's what they're doing. They're blocking. Now the cops are blocking people from going to church. Congratulations. You bottomed out. It doesn't get... You can always join. Even if you're a Democrat, you can always join the right wing, the MAGA movement, with some of these influencers who were never conservatives to begin with, but they sure are good at getting money from people. No lie is too big and no contribution is too small. Yeah, a lot of people are paying. Some bright news. Charlie Daniels tells us about it here real quick. Let me take a quick drink.
What this world needs is a few more rednecks, so people ain't afraid to take a stand. What this world needs is a little more respect for the Lord and the law and the working man. If we could use a little peace and satisfaction.
It's not the rednecks that'll get you, it's the hillbillies. I don't have any problem with rednecks. We could use some people to stand up, don't take shit. No matter who they are. The comptroller of Erie County, New York, he blocks the health department from collecting draconian COVID fines. Stefan Mychilova, that guy looks like he's been eating some pigs in the blanket or some pierogies. That guy, with a name like that, he looks like one of my Polish relatives. He's a comptroller of Erie County, New York. He's taken a stand for liberty and small businesses and has used his legal authority to prevent the Erie County Health Department from collecting, cashing, or depositing fines issued for violating COVID-19 restrictions. Fines for COVID-19 violations in Erie County will now be sent directly to the comptroller's office instead of the health department. I'm exerting the accounting authority given to my office by the Erie County Charter. Changing accounting policies fall under my authority as Erie County Controller. This change in policy does not require approval by anyone, county executive or the legislature. My Chajilal, that's let's just call him Mr. Pierogi, said in a statement, this guy took the law into his own hands because he could. I like this guy. Sign him up. We need some more rednecks, and we need somebody like more people like Mr. Pierogi.
Trying to take my guns away, and that would be just fine.
Listen to the fines at this. It's just incredible that these fucking tyrants and these bureaucrats that you've paid for years and kept them in jobs and benefits and pensions, they turn against you like fucking rats. It's insane, right? It's insane. But no, everybody wants more government, more government. People are fucking cement heads, I swear to God. All right, let's move on. There's a story here. It'll be on True Pundit. DOG, DOJ, DOG. That's a Freudian slip. It should be DOG, dog, instead of DOJ. They fires back at news organizations claiming voter fraud probes are over. That's not what AG Barr said. AG Barr didn't say anything because he's been shoveling McRibs down his mouth for a month since the election. I'm not giving Barr any press. You know how I feel about Barr. So he doesn't get any press from me. Let's go down to Georgia. We'll take a midnight train. Anybody want to go? Yeah. Georgia group founded by Stacey Abrams is under investigation for seeking out-of-state dead voters in cash. Stacey Abrams, she was on the... That's not funny. I know somebody... She is the midnight train. No, that's not nice. Don't say that. What? No caboose jokes either. I'm sorry. That's for Pain After Dark. That's for subscribers only on Saturday night on patreon.com/truepundit, subscribestar.com/truepundit. We'll be doing some caboose jokes. This show has officially gone off the tracks, so to speak. Secretary of State of Georgia Brad Raffensperger has launched investigations into several groups, including one founded by former gubernatorial candidate and loudmouth Stacey Abrams for seeking to aggressively register ineligible out-of-state and deceased voters, dead voters. Isn't that a prerequisite for registering as a Democrat in many states? You have to be mentally deceased, at least. Raffensperger's office on Wednesday said the investigations are into groups including America Votes, Vote Forward, and the New Georgia Project, which was funded by Abrams and previously chaired by Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock. Well, is anybody surprised? The caboose stuff was out of line. You folks out there thinking that you really have to clean your act up. This is a family show, for fuck's sake. We are in our speed round now, and we're going to prophetic lyrics in this song. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, and you're meeting the new boss who's going to run the FBI, presumably, if Biden is elected, if he doesn't get sick from traveling to Pennsylvania under dark of night with the Secret Service. Secret Service, they really do protect... They really do protect these presidents, don't they? Guys like Bill Clinton. They've protected him for all these years while he was tooling around on islands with Epstein. You think one of them could open up their mouth and ratted out Epstein? Just one. I thought it was just physical protection. Anyway. Joe Biden plans to keep FBI director for Christopher Wray as the director of the FBI. If President Trump hasn't fired him before he leaves office. If he leaves office. The New York Times is reporting, another news organizations are reporting, a senior Biden official who says that Biden likes Christopher Wray. That just says it all, doesn't it? Doesn't that say everything that I've been telling you? You have to go back and listen to the story we did where Ray was sitting at Ray's law firm, King Spalding, was negotiating with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden was the attorney in that Chinese oil deal, Russian oil deal, before Ray was appointed and confirmed as FBI director. Ray's law firm made buku bucks off of that deal, and Hunter Biden was opposing counsel. And now, and Ray was supposed to be investigating Hunter's laptop. He has a glaring conflict of interest, financial relationship. The law firm. We did a podcast on, I forget which podcast. We broke that too. We broke that that news too. Nobody cares. It's like fucking bombshell after bombshell. Nobody does anything about it. Maybe I should have had a press conference and been citing the Bible. Maybe I could have gotten some traction that way. It's funny. The shit that's not real gets traction, massive traction. And the stuff that is real, the truth, nothing, nothing. That's how you know something's bullshit these days. Ray sat on the evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop, which indicated Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's Ukraine dealings, while Democrats impeached Trump for asking Ukraine to investigate Biden's corruption. The Ray FBI also withheld exonerating evidence in the case of former Trump, blah, 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 blah. We know that Ray, what Ray's done. All you got to do is look down the list. Go to ThomasPaynePodcast.com. Look down the list of all of the podcasts we've done and pick out the ones where we talk about Ray. We've Ray, Barr, we've dismantled all these guys. That's why the book is How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas. That's what we've been doing for 4.5 years. Tell me they're not dismantled. They're a laughingstock. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Actually, it's probably not even the lyrics in that song. But close enough. We're rocking and rolling, so to speak. Attributed those lyrics to the wrong song. I'll be getting the emails too. They won't say great story breaking something on Biden. They'll say, you said something wrong about a Who song. And technically, I'm going to do it. Keith Moon on you, on your head. After this, here's the headline. After these is all over, this new wave of lockdowns, people will accept any solution because they're so desperate. This is from Zero Hedge. And the key of this whole thing for me goes all the way back to a Buddy Holly song and the crickets. Not fade away. No matter what they throw at you, you want to be here to weather it and not fade away. And hopefully we come through the other side of this tunnel and there's daylight. And not a, and that daylight's not a train coming at you, so to speak. For all you folks on a certain train, you're wild fans of XYZ campaign train, make sure you're not on the tracks and it's not headed right for your head. I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. No one's gonna leave the house for a week. When people become desperate enough, those in power can get most of them to do just about anything. The first way... Something comes to mind in reference to that. Let me just play it real quick. You can get people to do almost anything. Like what? What? Like family. What?
Every Thanksgiving. We won't be doing that this year. This year, we're going to be staying in Delaware with just a small group around at our dinner table. I know this isn't the way many of us hoped we'd spend our holiday. We know that a small act of staying home is a gift to our fellow Americans.
It's a gift. Remember that.
Yes.
If you didn't get anything for your wife, your mother-in-law, tell them you got them that gift, staying at home. To save somebody else. Your mother-in-law stays at home. That is a gift.
For the whole country.
It's just shared sacrifice for the whole country. Stay at home. See what we're talking about? They can get, they sell this bullshit to you. And you know what's scary? I don't think the people on listen to the show I'm referring to, but people listen to these people. They listen to these fucking liars who got in there, got in a Secret Service caravan and shattered that video. Blew through Delaware. Whew. Unbelievable. Fucking unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It really is. Back to our regularly scheduled programs. My apologies. When people become desperate enough, those in power can get most of them to do just about anything. The first wave of lockdowns knocked us into the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression in the 1930s. It sent suicide rates soaring all over the globe, and it plunged millions upon millions of ordinary citizens into a deep state of despair.
It's a shared sacrifice. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Famous Biden-linked quotes.
15 days or you're all going to die.
Now another wave of lockdowns is being instituted all over the planet. And this is going to perfectly set the stage for the solutions that the elites and the rich and the Uber puppet masters plan to offer us all in 2021. Saw a glimpse of that with Fauci, right?
If everybody gets the...
He's like the bad school principal.
No one's leaving this assembly till everybody quiets down. You understand? I'm serious.
It's been said if you want people to be willing to accept a solution, first you have to make them realize that they have a problem. And once this dark winter finally ends, almost everybody will be absolutely desperate to return to their, quote, normal, unquote, lives. With each passing day, more extremely harsh restrictions are being imposed. For example, a brand new stay-at-home order was just issued in Los Angeles County. In L.A. County. Too bad it wasn't issued in Newcastle County, Delaware, or Chester County, Pennsylvania. Not that Biden would have abided by it. He's... Rules are for thee, not for me, crowd, right? It would be nice if the lockdown actually does get lifted before the end of the year. But for at least the next 3 weeks, all 10 million people living in L.A. County will be forced to stay at home as much as possible.
It's a shared sacrifice. Stay off the road so my Secret Service caravan can blow down fucking Route 52. We don't want you peasants on the road. I have to visit my sister and other relatives. Nobody knows I'm out of the house.
You know goddamn well the media knows about this. They just didn't report it. I love exposing these people. Like through journalism, not like Alan Dershowitz exposing himself in his underwear while walking around in a Speedo, getting massages, hanging out with Epstein, pretending everything. Not that kind of exposure. Take it easy, guys. It's still the holidays. This is a family show, I told you, for fuck's sake. On top of this nonsense, California Governor Gavin Newsom is warning that he may soon impose much more dramatic, arguably drastic restrictions for the entire state. I think he's going to close it down. Not fade away, right? Go with the Grateful Dead. We'll be grateful when all these tyrants are dead, right? Unfortunately, we are witnessing similar craziness all over the nation. In New Mexico, the new restrictions were just instituted, created so much panic that people were soon waiting for hours just to get into a supermarket to shop for food. Talked about that on Wednesday's Pain in the Morning. Created a fucking nightmare in New Mexico. 4 or 5 hour lines, bread lines, literal bread lines outside. New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham is a fool. A dummy. A cement head. She's a wooden Indian, okay? No offense to the Native Americans in New Mexico. I know a few of them. They're good people. But this broad is a real winner. She's literally a mannequin. After seeing what the first round of lockdowns did to our nation, why would these politicians want to do it again? Because they can. You saw on the video, if you're a subscriber on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, the video, you saw Biden and his wife sit there and lie to your face and tell you to stay home. And when the cameras were off and it got dark out, 5 o'clock at night in Philly, they absconded. They were gone. They whisked out of the house. Biden comes out of the garage. Nobody knows if he stepped into a car. Have you seen his fucking compound? blew out of the state of Delaware after preaching to Americans about a shared sacrifice. More than 70 million Americans have filed unemployment claims so far in 2020. And more than 40 million could be facing eviction in 2021. That doesn't include dramatic spike in suicides. And guess what? It's going to become even more dramatic. When a 90-year-old woman named Nancy Russell found out that another lockdown was happening in her area, she decided to opt for assisted suicide. Is that part of the shared sacrifice, Joe? Huh? According to CTV News, a 90-year-old woman living in Toronto took her own life via medically assisted suicide, the choice made in large part due to the second surge of coronavirus cases and a looming period of increased restrictions. That breadstick up, that skinny jean breadstick, butter stick, pipe stemmer Trudeau. Okay? It's on him. They don't care. You think Trudeau's staying at home? It's insane. This lady said, that's enough. I'm out. 90 years old. Check, please. Check. Table for one. Check. Actually, no check. Fuck you. I'm not paying. Bring the check. This is going to be a dine and dash session. Of course, there's always hope if you look at the bigger picture, and suicide is never the answer to anything. We've talked about that on this show. We call the suicide hotline if you have nobody else to talk to and nowhere else to turn. It's a good alternative. And unfortunately, most people are not getting a message of hope from the mainstream media. But they're getting it from the Bidens. It's a shared sacrifice. Stay in the house, you peasants. We don't want to go outside on the holidays, the rich people. And the affluent, the uber rich, and the puppet masters don't want to go out on the holidays and have to make eye contact with the peasants. It's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. It's in the handbook. It is in the elite handbook. It is uncomfortable. I have to tell you, I've spoken to many of my friends at the club on this. It is uncomfortable when you make eye contact with the help. I mean, what are you supposed to say to them? Hey, how's the weather down there? This is what we're talking about. Don't worry, the vaccines are coming now. And they're selling, they're using the carrot and the stick, right? The carrot is, oh, you can go back to your normal lives again. Another, you can keep your doctor if you like your doctor, or we just need to lock things down for 15 days. These guys are fucking career liars. Look at this fucking mannequin who hid in his house for a year. It's going to potentially be the president of the United States from the way things sit right now, right? Telling you, don't leave the house. Play your part. They fucking lie to your face. That's what's astounding. They don't even care. They all want to control what you think as they lead you into this dystopian future that will ultimately turn into a complete and utter nightmare for you, not for them. They don't want people on the roads when they're cruising around. They don't want people in airports. Coach, we no longer need coach. We're not going to have these peasants and these peons and pissants in the airport line. It's unbelievable. The elite will continue to hold that carrot out there. That things are going back to normal, though. They'll fucking hold that out there while they're beating your ass with a stick behind the scenes like they are now. Ooh, election fraud. You're fucking locked in your house and you're worried about election fraud. And these maniacs are telling you not to go anywhere while they just carouse around wherever they want to go. Franciscan friars used to say, "More. Sit in your seat. Get out of the hallway. You're parading around like a floor lady." In high school, okay? Be like, "Floor lady? What the hell are they talking about?" These guys, Biden, he's got a busted leg. Doesn't stop him from violating COVID restrictions, lying to your face, leaving the state, doing what he wants. You're a peasant. Know your place, man. Millions and millions of people fall for this shit, though. That's what's fucking amazing about it. Millions and millions of people fall for it. They're going to stay at home, do what's right, quote unquote right, by some dystopian dictator guy. Just, I don't know what to say. That's one hell of a show. I'll say that. One hell of a show. What do we got left? Gotta pick the mood up. Sometimes you just gotta rip out a little Elvis Presley. God bless you folks out there, man. Keep the faith. I said this months ago, long before Joe Biden, we are in for a fucking dark winter. I saw this in May and June. May and June. And I said it on this show. I said it on the Moore Payne show. Thanks to the folks out there on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit will allow us to be in a position to keep bringing this show and doing this show. Support goes a long way. I think we illustrated again tonight. We'll keep bringing the heat as much as we can. Small, big, whatever. Fuck it. We can't lay down, man. That's the message. Now I'm sorry. To illustrate what a bunch of hypocrites and phonies these people are, time and time again, to try to spread it. People say, "Well, what's the use of doing it? Nothing happens." Bullshit. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. And if you will, we get it to as many people as we can. You take these messages like this, you share it, okay? You spread it around so that the millions of people who get duped by all these fucking phonies and fraudsters and schemers, carpetbaggers, they wise up. We have a smarter electorate, a smarter citizen base. You understand you're being played. That should be the baseline. Everything is a lie should be the baseline coming out of D.C. Everything. That's the baseline. Everything's a lie until it's proven not to be a lie. Not everything is true until it's proven to be a lie. That's how we can improve things. That's how you can spread the news. That's how you can make a difference. Even if it's small difference, get this into people's hands. Support the truth tellers. That's what I'm saying. That's why we appreciate patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Again, the truth is like forgotten. It's not supported. Majority. You spread lies on the internet. People are fucking fundraising. It's crazy. But just make shit up. The money flows in. Tell the truth. We don't know. So thanks for the folks on those platforms. It comes out to be a subscriber to about half the price of a cocktail for a month. And it goes a long way. And we're not supported by millionaires and billionaires. We're supported by you. Thank you for the folks who are in there and who are getting some bang for their buck, according to the feedback. Take care and God bless.
swimming in a sea of